Welcome to the Legacy of Legends, a Dynasty podcast. Join the Legacy of Legends team as we talk about the ins and outs of fantasy football, specifically from a Dynasty perspective. Our purpose is to help you make the moves to leave your mark and establish a legacy in your Dynasty league. And welcome. My name is BJ Kent, and I'm joined by my Packer faithful fan, Marcus Raper. What's up, Mark?
What's going on?
How's your day been so far, man?
I've been pretty good. Pretty good. Like you said, I mean, the Packer news from a couple days ago is still on high. So,
nice. I know seeing that news probably breakthrough on either Sleeper or Twitter or whatever you were on probably made you ecstatic, didn't it?
I actually, I was scrolling. I think I was on Facebook and, of course, several Packers things on there. And it actually broke on there like probably 30 seconds a minute, and then I got the Sleeper thing. And when I see stuff on Facebook, you know, I'm kind of like, you don't know whether they're trusted or not. But then when it come through on Sleeper, and then of course it come through, I think maybe the ESPN app, and I was like, yeah, must be. I think it was this morning I was reading where they was talking about the numbers wasn't right, but he was, you know, it was legit and that he was coming back. But they're saying maybe the 50,000 a year is not correct. So I was like, I don't care what they're paying him as long as he's there. Yeah. And I'm hoping honestly that, you know, maybe it's not that much, cause I don't want the team to take a hit, but you know, people saying they paying him that much to choke in the playoffs. But I mean, honestly, the numbers that he puts up, he's, and I'm a Packer fan, but I mean, he's worth it. I don't think I wouldn't want to have any other quarterback, under center. And that, I mean
he's
that,
probably he's probably your best chance to get to the Super Bowl for Green Bay right now.
Yeah. I mean, and they got a few issues they need to fix. And I think they can go right back in and compete again next year.
All right, let's talk about the rest of these news that broke from the last couple of days, Marcus. So Aaron Rodgers didn't even get that much time to himself before Russell Wilson stole his thunder. And if you guys know, Russell Wilson ended up getting traded to the Denver Broncos. Pieces that were involved in that trade was Noah Fant and Drew Lock, and a couple more. I think one more player and a couple of picks ended up going to Seattle. And so, Marcus, just first quick fire answer real quick. Does this change your Russell Wilson dynasty value at all?
Not really. I don't think it hurts it, but it doesn't help it much either. I think he's got weapons there in Denver. So, you know, I mean, I think he'll produce. I think he'll still be a decent quarterback. Dynasty-wise, he's getting a little older. But I still like production there in Denver. I think the offensive scheme may be a little different, which could possibly help him. But then I feel like they're playing a little tougher division too. Which
absolutely.
I mean, Seattle, you know, they're tough division as well, I guess. But, it's hard to tell. It's one of those situations where if you have him, you're going to want to sell him high. Anytime you got big trades like that, you know, you're going to try to get all you can get out of him if you get rid of him. And then, you know, so honestly, I don't know. I don't think it dramatically changes it one way or the other.
Yeah, I agree. In my opinion, I still got him ranked around that QB10 range.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think that Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy is that much of a better wide receiver core than DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, in my opinion. The couple of biggest risers that I see from this, just in my perspective, is if Melvin Gordon doesn't sign with Denver, dude, Javonte Williams, I've got him ranked as like a top three, top four running back right now.
Yeah.
I actually just made a trade today where I ended up acquiring him in one league. Another person that this affects a lot is Albert O. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. The tight end right now in Denver.
For Denver. Yeah, for sure.
If they don't go out and sign another tight end in free agency or get one of the draft or anything, then, which I mean, they don't have draft picks now, but in doing so, man, Albert O automatically becomes fantasy relevant with Noah Fant leaving town. I think he is a solid tight end two right now in rankings. I wouldn't go all the way to say he's a top 12 or nothing like that. No. But I think right now he can very easily become a top 18 tight end. Just from the small sample size that we've got.
Goes from being undrafted, you know, and a lot that especially like redraft leagues, to definitely a guy that you're gonna wanna you know, stash on your bench to see what happens.
Yeah, somebody you can take a shot on very easily. Mm-hmm. Noah Fant doesn't really change much. I mean, he was working with Drew Lock, and now he's still with Drew Lock. So unless they go out and get a rookie quarterback, it may change him in my tight end rankings a little bit. But he's still right there around like 8, 9, 10, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Carson Wentz news where he went to the Washington Commanders, Marcus?
I've never been a big fan of Wentz. I do think, though, that his stock goes up just a little, and I think it helps everybody on Washington's team just because of the uncertainty there around the quarterback position. I think if you've got Gibson, that's going to help. Absolutely. I think if you've got some of those receivers, Terry for sure, I think it helps everybody because Wentz he's an efficient quarterback. And you know, you gotta give the dude his dues because he's going to play his butt off no matter where he's at. So I think it helps everybody in Washington.
Yeah, I think he's a solid QB3 for your Superflex team. Outside of that, I really wouldn't put much stock in it. But yeah, I agree with you. I think Antonio Gibson, this bumps him up a couple spots in my dynasty rankings just because Wentz is going to check down a lot more than Taylor Heinicke did last year. Yeah. And then, I mean, obviously getting a better passer helps Terry McLaurin, and hopefully Curtis Samuel can come back as well. The other news that came out, Marcus, was Mike Williams re-signs for the Chargers. For me, that honestly kind of helps him out more than anything in the free agency quest. I think he's a solid wide receiver, probably a 3 for your fantasy team, a good flex play. And I think being tied to Justin Herbert for the next couple of years, man, it solidifies him as that good starter there.
Yeah, for sure. I like Mike Williams, and you say a wide receiver 3, I agree. But if they can hit that chemistry back up they had at the beginning of the year last year, and I think that's why they re-signed him. You know, I think they know the potential is there for him to be a sure enough stud. So I like that, Chargers hanging on to him. I think as far as overall news, the biggest hit for me from all of this would be DK Metcalf until Seattle shears something up there at quarterback because, Drew Lock's not the answer. And I'm not saying, DK's not going to fall out of my top 10, but he is going to fall down a few spots. So as far as with the news so far, I think Metcalf probably takes the biggest hit out of my, my dynasty perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. I think DK kind of falls down to I still think he's a wide receiver 1 in dynasty. I will say that just because he's a freak athlete. Dude literally balls out no matter who's a quarterback. But the only thing about that is that if your quarterback's playing bad, a.k.a. Drew Lock, then, I mean, you can't really do much with it. You looked at Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton last year.
Well, you look at what DK wasn't able to do with Geno there last year. So
yeah, like he did all right, but still wasn't nothing.
Nah. But there's no doubt in my mind that Seattle either goes out and trades for a quarterback, or they're going to take one pretty high in the draft. I think that puts them with what is it? They've got two first rounds, and one of them is what, like a top 15 now?
It's a 109.
The 109, okay, they got the 109 and then the 118, 120, somewhere around there.
No, it's whatever they finish that, it'll be their own.
I can't but remember.
I agree with you. If they go out and get like a Malik Willis or Matt Corral, my only thing is, though, man, I don't know what kind of approach they take. I don't know if they throw that starter in immediately or if they give them the Justin Fields taste where they let the veteran start for a couple games, then throw them in. Or if they give them the Trey Lance approach where they try to tank for another year and then get a better draft pick. So who knows? So speaking of the draft and stuff, Marcus, did you watch any of the combine?
Watched a little bit of it. It's never been something that I've been real high on. I mean, if I'm sitting around the house or something, I'll try to. They put it on this year. I think a lot of it was on during prime time. And I mean, to me, there's just other stuff that, I mean, it's baseball season. MLB's about to get on my nerves. But, with Ole Miss playing in the afternoons, if they're on TV, that's what I'm watching. So I did see a lot of stuff from it. But I almost feel like they're hyping it up to the point I've seen where a lot of the athletes didn't do certain drills because they tried to do them. You know, all in one day. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, they're it's that is not a, you know, like a televised event. It's not something. It's more to kind of fill out the athletes, which I've never, you know, I've never really liked it. As far as, especially from a fantasy perspective, you'll watch the combine and somebody shoots way up your board. I remember from a few years ago, I think it was a John Ross that run the real fast 40 time, and everybody, he's a top 10, you know, rookie draft, and the dude, I don't know that he ever done anything but run fast.
Well, maybe saw that with Henry Ruggs.
Yeah. Speed doesn't always translate. I read a thing, this week on Facebook talking about Cooper Kupp's 40. It was like a 4.6 maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Something like that. And I'm like, you know, it's speed. It does help. Don't get me wrong. You take like a Tyreek Hill, but speed doesn't always translate, you know, and the strength. I think the bench press is probably one of the biggest things to watch for. And that's more defense and, you know, offensive linemen, stuff that doesn't translate, you know, to fantasy football. But I like the combine, you know, to watch, but I try not to let it interfere with my, you know, my rankings when it comes to fantasy, because most of the time, you got like Kenny Pickett. I think people had him, you know, falling down their boards because of his hand size measured at the combine. I'm like, we knew the dude fumbled the ball. I mean, he fumbled the ball in college. I mean, that's not so, you didn't have to measure his hands to tell that. But I do think that's things that'll get worked on, and that, you know, that's not going to translate to the NFL. You know, if somebody takes a chance on drafting him, that's something they're going to spend a lot of time on. So,
yeah. And I'm kind of the same way. For me, I don't pay too much attention to the combine, I'll be honest with you. I do like seeing someone like that defensive lineman who ran like what, like a 4.3 or a 4.4 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or like 4.8. I don't even remember what it was. The dude was impressive.
You talking about the big guy?
Davis. Like that's his last name.
Yeah. They, what, 340 pounds and run a 4.7? Yeah.
Like stuff like that. I find that impressive. But as far as like players that surprised me, I think that the only clip that I was kind of shocked by was Malik Willis rolled out on one throw and threw a bomb in the passing drills. And outside of that, nothing really surprised me. I still think that Breece Hall was exactly what he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I think Treylon Burks with his size did exactly what he was supposed to be. I know Isaiah Spiller didn't really compete or anything. He's only for Pro Bowl, which may be the best thing for him. I know Kyren Williams, who was a running back that was supposed to be kind of high on people's boards and was supposed to be like an Austin Eckler type player. He took a big hit, man. He didn't run that fast, was measured in kind of small and stuff. As far as post combine though, Marcus, who's your 101 right now in one quarterback leagues?
Man, it's tough because that's a question I was going to talk with you about. You know, being an Ole Miss fan, Matt Corral probably being one of my favorite quarterbacks to ever play at Ole Miss. It's hard not to say, you know, that I'm not going to take him if he's there. And you know, right, one league in particular, right? It's super flex. Yeah. I've got a 102. But you know, Malik Willis is probably one for me that, a lot of people over the last, you know, few months have dropped him down. I've even seen him going as far as 104 when it comes to quarterbacks. You know, but he's back up there at the top. Super flex, it would probably be him. And then, you know, in just a regular dynasty league, it's tough. I think you got to go with Burks.
You do it for long-term value?
I think so. Just because I think a receiver has more value than a running back, you know, as far as the years that you're going to get. And I don't know. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. And like you said, you know, you watch him in the combine, he does everything right. And again, we haven't seen where any of them are going, and that's going to make a big difference. But, you know, it's just – it's really according – if it's a startup draft, I think you go with him.
See, and like for me, I get the argument that like wide receivers are more like long-term value and stuff. And I actually lean that way. I'm not gonna lie to you. But I'm starting to understand the other side of the argument where running backs are so scarce that if you can grab one, like a Jonathan Taylor last year, 2 years ago, whenever it was at 101, like that changed people's dynasty leagues.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, for me, I lean Breece Hall, but barely in a one quarterback league.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of, but it depends on which team drafts him, though. Like, if Treylon Burks ends up getting traded or gets drafted by the Jaguars, then I'm absolutely going Breece Hall. But now, on the opposite side of that, if Breece Hall ends up going somewhere where they just have a terrible offense, then I'm probably leaning Treylon Burks. But I think those two are very, very, like, the top two dogs in a single quarterback. Superflex, it gets a little hairy for me. I still lean Burks right now. Just because, if I'm honest with you, this quarterback class, I think it's okay. And I think they're good quarterbacks, I will say that. But it's not like what it was last year. And honestly, I think your 2023 class with Bryce Young is probably going to be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But like, I completely understand in a Superflex league why you would go quarterback there. 100% get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just tough, man. I think I'm in six dynasty leagues, and I think I only have the 101 in one of them. And the one that I have the 101 in, I need running back help because I'm coming out of a rebuild. Yeah. So I'm probably going Breece Hall.
Yeah. See, I think I've got the one. I've got the 102 in two leagues. I know I don't have the 101 in any. I think I've got the 102 in two leagues, and I've got the 104 in one league. But both the ones I've got the 102 super flex.
So you probably go quarterback there regardless.
Well, I know The Walking Dead, the one that we just drafted, I'm definitely going quarterback there because I've got Jared Goff as my super flex, my QB2, and then I've got Jordan Love, and I think I took Mariota late. Now, with intentions, knowing I had that 102 and could go quarterback. So
yeah, I don't blame you.
Got to try to see what situations they end up in, and who's probably going to start the quickest is who I'm going to go with. If somebody's set behind a vet, it'll probably. Of course, I want to take Corral, but that was my question too. How does that affect? And it's according to where you live, but of course, all of our leagues are most time, people from around here in North Mississippi, who's going to be a Mississippi State or an Ole Miss fan. And how much do you think that weighs in to favoritism, I guess you would say, when it comes to drafting
it's ridiculous. I'll be honest with you. What I mean when I say that it's ridiculous is, for instance, in Legion of Doom, our home dynasty league, Elijah Moore went, back in the first round, early second last year. In another league that I was in, I actually traded Cortland Sutton for the 301 in order to grab Elijah Mitchell. Yeah. And so, or not Elijah Mitchell, crap, Elijah Moore, my bad.
Moore, yeah.
And so with it, I think if Elijah Moore is good, and honestly, if we would to redraft that class last year, he'd probably fall into that category.
Oh, yeah.
But where he was then, you could have got him a lot later.
Oh, yeah.
And so I know for a fact, in our one quarterback Legion of Doom league, Matt Corral will not make it past the first round.
Oh, no. No, and that's a single quarterback. And that's another thing, we're in a lot of leagues with Derek, Jordan, Steven Deaton. I don't even try to get Saints players, and I know Steven's not one who drafts them too high or anything, but it's just so tough. I mean, you have big production out of a lot of those guys, especially last year was down, but before that, the Saints offense was explosive, but you could not get those Saints players because you had, we was drafting with Derek and Jordan, especially Jordan. A lot of times, you want to root fantasy. You've got a lot of guys now that, they're not even, when you ask them, hey, who's your favorite team? They may mention a name, but they're not real, it's not hardcore fans of one team.
Yeah.
For that very reason, because, favoritism, you're going to, like me, a lot of people all throughout the year, I'm going to get, 15, 20 trades for, Green Bay players because they think, oh, he's a Green Bay fan. And I will. I mean, I probably put a little more stock in those Green Bay guys than other people will. But I try not to let it sway me to a point that puts me in a bad place. But when it comes to those Ole Miss and State player, I'm up until this past year, I never had a Dallas Cowboy on my team. and I've been playing fantasy football for probably 20 years, I guess, a long time. And this past year, I actually drafted a couple of them. And then this year, in The Walking Dead, the one that we just drafted, I took Dak Prescott as my QB1. So
yeah.
We'll see how that turns out. I got a cowboy and a state, you know. So we'll see how that works out.
That's like me. Like, I know for a fact people know, like, that I'm an Alabama homer. And that they would very easily send me trade requests for like Najee Harris, Josh Jacobs, people like that. And yeah. Honestly, it's exactly like you said. I'll like be tempted by it. I'm not gonna lie, especially if it's a player that I enjoy watching. Mm-hmm. Like honestly, I've got two in a couple of leagues right now just because I'm a Tua fan. And yeah. Even though he's trash sometimes, I still have that hope, you know. But
I hear Trent Richardson's coming out of retirement.
Well, he can stay retired for all I care.
Eddie Lacy. Which one you want, BJ?
I'll take Trent over Eddie Lacy. Man, so speaking of the draft and combine and all that, Marcus, let's go ahead and jump into this main content today.
All right.
So what we decided to do, guys, was we wanted in this episode, we wanted to do something a little bit different and actually participate in a mock draft on the show. So what we decided to do was we're going to draft separate teams in a 12-team Superflex Startup Dynasty mock draft. So basically what we'll be doing is Marcus will be drafting from the 6th spot. I'll be drafting from the 9th spot because we randomized the order. Our starting lineups will consist of 1 quarterback, 2 running back, 3 receivers, 1 tight end, 2 flex, and 1 Superflex. This league will be a PPR league, not tight end premium. And so basically what we'll do, Marcus, is we'll just go through this mock draft. We'll talk about our strategies and why we chose our whatever player. And then what we'll do at the very end of the episode, whenever this publishes, is that we'll post each team in a poll and just see who had the best draft. You cool with that?
Yep.
Awesome, man. So we'll pull out my sleeper app real quick because that's who we abide by, I guess you would say, who our favorite is.
No doubt.
And so, Marcus, I'm ready whenever you are, man. Superflex 12-team mock right. draft.
So before I start the draft, what are you hoping for here in this first round, BJ?
I'm not going to lie, man. I hate being at this 109 spot. My personal strategy in a Superflex league is to go quarterback in the first 2 rounds. And so, honestly, I have no idea. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. I like to get my starting quarterback. But I really, especially at the 6th spot, I hate to go quarterback. We'll see what happens. All right. And here we go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. So just to recap where we're at, Marcus is on the clock at 1-6. Players that went off the board in a Superflex league. Jonathan Taylor went 1-1. I don't know about that, but hey, you do you. 102 was Patrick Mahomes. 103 was Justin Jefferson. 104 was Josh Allen. 105 was Justin Herbert. I will 100% say this is not how most Superflex Dynasty leagues go. But Marcus, we're just going to run with it, man. 106, who you taking here?
It is a no-brainer that I am going with Joe Burrow.
Okay.
I think you got to get that QB1. And, you know, with what you've got there, you got Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, maybe Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott. I mean, it's a no-brainer for me. You go Burrow.
Yeah, and I don't mind it a bit, honestly. And so after Joe Burrow, which honestly he's got the great weapons there with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, so I don't mind that pick a bit, Mark. After that went Kyler Murray at 107, and then 108 went Jamar Chase. Now, one thing that we talked about, Marcus, as well, we want to let the listeners know, is that we're classifying this as a 4-point passing touchdown league. Mm-hmm. Just to let the listeners know, which actually adds some context to my pick here. And so with 109, the quarterback that I'm going to that should not have fallen all the way to 109 is Lamar Jackson. And the reason I'm going with Lamar Jackson is because in a 4-point passing touchdown league, I really enjoy getting one of they call them Konami code quarterbacks that can not only pass, but also they can get you a pretty good amount of yards on the yards on the ground. And so if Lamar Jackson's there at 109, I'm smash picking him in this spot.
No doubt.
So after that went Najee Harris at 110, DeAndre Swift at 111, CeeDee Lamb at 112. Dang. 2-1 was Javonte Williams, 2-2 Dak Prescott, and 2-3 Kyle Pitts. And So here we're looking at 7 quarterbacks off the board right now. Best available is Trey Lance, Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson still there, Deshaun Watson, and all those. Running backs available, all Christian McCaffrey's still there at 2-4, which I don't really hate, but man. Marcus, I don't know, man.
That's tough.
My personal strategy is to go quarterback, but I think you have to adapt. And I'll be honest with you. Two players I'm looking at right here, Marcus, is Trey Lance and Christian McCaffrey. I know Cup's there, and I've got him as a top probably 7 wide receiver. He was obviously the fantasy wide receiver 1 last year. I don't like drafting him in the second round of startups. I'll be honest with you. I like going young receiver core.
Yeah, I mean, he's 30. 28. Yeah, I'm definitely not going Cup in that position.
All right, so I'm going to do the same thing I did in Walking Dead then. I'm going to go Trey Lance with my second round pick here. The reason I have Trey Lance ranked very high, apparently, over Stafford, over all of them, is because we've seen what he can do on the ground. I think in one game last year, he rushed for like 80-something yards. I think in one game, he rushed for over 100 yards. And honestly, I like that Kyle Shanahan offense. And so I'm going to go to them. So my team right now is Lamar Jackson, Trey Lance. After that went Debo Samuel at 2-5 and Christian McCaffrey at 2-6.
Quarterbacks left on the board at this point is Hurts, which is a big negative for me. And then you fall to Lawrence and Stafford and Fields. So I'm definitely not going quarterback here, which may be a failure of mine.
No, I am gonna
show off my homer favoritism, and I'm gonna go with AJ Brown.
Oh, nice. After AJ Brown went Jalen Waddle, making it all the way to 2-8. Man, his dynasty value is skyrocketing right now.
Yeah.
2-9 went Devontae Adams, 2-10 went Cooper Kupp, 2-11 Austin Eckler, 2-12 Tyreek Hill. To start off your first 5 picks in the 3rd round, you have Mark Andrews, Jalen Hurts, Dalvin Cook, Matthew Stafford, and DK Metcalf. So right now, Marcus, you got Joe Burrow and AJ Brown. What you looking at with this 3rd round pick?
I was really hoping to have a running back sitting here that you know, was just going to scream pick me. And while Derrick Henry looks really, really tempting, I don't know. Age-wise, let's say Mixon. I don't know. That's going to be tough. Henry's 28. Mixon's 25. Then you got Trevor Lawrence.
I got Mixon ranked higher, in my opinion. That's just me.
I believe I do, too. And the only thing that's kind of holding me up is you still got Fields there.
Are you a Fields over Lawrence guy, Marcus?
Definitely.
Okay, and I know what that means because you hate Justin Fields.
I hate Justin Fields too. So I mean, I'm definitely not looking at quarterback. I'll tell you, even over Henry, and I may be crazy, I'm looking at Mixon, and then when I look down at you know running backs, you got Gibson there. I'm gonna have to go Mixon.
Don't blame me a bit, man. So immediately following the Joe Mixon take, Derrick Henry goes at 3-7, and then Trevor Lawrence at 3-8. So here, Marcus, I've already got my 2 quarterbacks locked in. We're only doing a starting lineup as well, guys. We're going to do 10 rounds of this. I've got Lamar Jackson and Trey Lance as my starters. So now I look at the running backs. You got Alvin Kamara. I'm not taking that chance right now. I'll let him fall as far as he wants to. Gibson ain't a bad look here. Saquon Barkley, actually, I've realized the past couple weeks I'm a lot higher on Saquon than I am on a lot of other players. I don't know why. I guess I'm just ready to be hurt again, I guess. But wide receiver here, I'm going young because I love having a young wide receiver core. I know those come back and hurt me a lot in the past. But I guess your quarterback's going to be throwing touchdowns at my receiver, Marcus, because I'm going to go T. Higgins.
There we go. I like that pick.
Thanks, man. Next 6 off the board was Alvin Kamara, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields around out of the 3rd. Following that was Antonio Gibson, George Kittle, and Stephon Diggs. So now I look at the board. I'm good on quarterback. I ain't really worried about that. Man, I think I'm going to do what our our friend Steven Deaton does and go wide receiver here to start off the draft, which I ain't really too upset about. So I got T. Higgins as my wide receiver one, my wide receiver two. I am going to go, let me get Deontay Johnson's share. I don't have enough of those. Currently without a quarterback in Pittsburgh, but I don't hate it. The next two players off the board at 4-5 and 4-6 were tight ends and Travis Kelce and Darren Waller. And then Marcus is back at 4-7.
And that's what I was looking at. It was tight end and Kelce and Waller going back to back.
Yeah, you got sniped by 2-7 and 8.
Yeah, by nobodies. I want to go. Want to go receiver here, but there's really nobody there.
Might as well just go ahead and pull the trigger on your boy, Marcus.
Who's my boy? I'm trying to wait, but I'm afraid he's not going to make it back.
He might as well just go ahead and take him.
A lot of quarterbacks have been taken. I'm going to go Dobbins.
Oh, okay.
And go running back, which I don't like.
Sorry for the pause, guys. I'll see you.
What the crap?
Marcus's strategy was to wait and see if Aaron Rodgers made it to the fifth round for him. Just a heads up, after he chose J.K. Dobbins, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Deshaun Watson, Cam Akers, and DJ Moore all went to finish out the fourth. To start the fifth, it was David Montgomery, Travis Etienne, T.J. Hockenson, Elijah Moore, and then right before Marcus picks, Aaron Rodgers flew off the board.
That's horrible. It's like I'm like Robbie's team 5 and team 7. me and Robbie, every league, it seems like me and him are in together. We draft back to back and he snipes me every time. I really need to go quarterback here.
They all look disgusting right now.
They really do. But the one who's sitting there and I've got the most confidence in, I'm going to have to go Mac Jones.
I don't blame you, man. My thing is like, I hate him for fantasy. Love the dude in real life. Now, yeah. I will say this. If the Patriots go out and get a receiver in free agency, which they're very well known to do.
They're going to.
I could very easily see Matt Jones jumping up a little bit here. Yeah. So, quarterbacks that you took him over was Tua Tagovailoa, Zach Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr. And honestly, I don't hate it. Right after that was Ezekiel Elliott and Chris Godwin. So my team right now, I've got Lamar Jackson, Trey Lance, T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson. Honestly, I'm looking tight end, wide receiver and running back. I'm good on quarterback for the rest of the draft. Golly, man, I hate these running backs.
I do too.
And the wide receivers, I'm not too fond of either, I'll be honest with you. If this was me in a real draft, I'll be honest, I'd probably just trade back here. When I have a pick where I just hate it, all the time looking to gain a first round or a second round next year. I don't know, man. For value, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I got to take my boy Devontae Smith, letting Alabama kind of shine through here. Wide receivers I chose him over was Terry McLaurin, which I kind of lean Terry McLaurin. I just like the youth of Devontae. I think he's a solid wide receiver three on my team. After that went Josh Jacobs at 5'10", Terry McLaurin at 5'11", Elijah Mitchell, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, and Calvin Ridley. Golly. I hate this so bad.
I don't know what I would do.
What's that?
I say that. I don't know, man. You're in a tough play. Yeah, I mean, I would probably go Goedert right here. But I don't know. That's a reach.
Yeah. In
the sixth round.
All right. So we got two flex spots to fill too, right?
Mm-hmm. You can that's what I was gonna say. You can always go where I think you will go.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going. All right. So Michael Pittman shouldn't have made it this far down, I'll be honest with you. Nobody in their right mind with the news that just came out would choose. We didn't even talk about Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley were right before this pick. And with the news that just came out with Calvin Ridley being suspended for the whole 2022 season, that's not
factored into this. Yeah.
No. So I'm going Pittman here in the sixth round. It's going to put me with a wide receiver core of T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Devontae Smith, and Michael Pittman. I do not hate that at all. This is basically a zero running back strategy, and I hate zero running back strategies. After Pittman flew off the board, Tua Tagovailoa went, Keenan Allen went, and Marcus is back up in the sixth round.
And I'm super high on this guy, but it's a no-doubter for me with St. Brown sitting there and what he began to do at the end of the year last year. I'm going St. Brown. To have him as a wide receiver, too, is kind of a stretch. And, again, I didn't go tight end. And, BJ, you can go ahead with your deal there.
Oh, man. So, after Amon-Ra St. Brown went for Marcus as his wide receiver, too, you had a run of running backs, which went Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Michael Carter, Leonard Fournette. After that, you had Brandon Ayuk, Mike Evans, and Zach Wilson. Then start the seventh, you had Damian Harris, Marquise Brown, Pat Freiermuth, and Dallas Goedert.
So, I didn't go tight end, and Freiermuth and Goddard back-to-back before my pick. Probably here, definitely not going tight end now.
No, I think you still got another round before you can pick who you might want.
I don't know, BJ. What do you think? I mean, Judy or Mooney here?
Man, for me,
I like Mooney.
Yeah, I like Mooney.
Russell Wilson, I mean, it's going to – but like we said, I don't feel like that boosts Judy that much.
Yeah, I still got Judy as like a top – maybe top 30, top 25, right around that range. I don't have Mooney very far off from him, I'll be honest with you. However, with Mooney, one thing I like about him is that he could very easily be the wide receiver one on his team, which, honestly, Judy could be the same. But I don't know, man.
More shares there. You know, there are more people to throw the ball to in Denver.
Yeah, and I still see Chicago is playing from behind a lot, so I don't mind it.
I'm going Mooney.
Yeah. After that, with that gummit, after that went Amari Cooper and then A.J. Dillon, who I was looking at.
It's your turn.
Your turn
to get sniped.
All right, well, I hate this pick, but I got to go running back because I ain't got one yet. And so I'm going to go ahead and pick Miles Sanders, who I hate as my running back one. But honestly, if your wide receivers produce and your quarterbacks produce, then honestly, your running backs can kind of suck and still be okay. And so after Miles Sanders went, Kirk Cousins, Jerry Jeudy, Tony Pollard went in the seventh at the end of the seventh round. Have you noticed how high Tony Pollard has went here lately?
In my opinion, too high. I feel like Zeke bounces back a little bit. And then this is his last year, maybe. What is his? He got 2 years left.
I don't know. I have to look it up.
See, I can't remember. Yeah, I'm not feeling Pollard. I mean, you know, if you can get him and he puts out what he done last year and get him in the seventh or eighth round, but I've seen him going in like fourth and fifth round, like in dynasty. And I don't know. It may work out. If you've got room to where you can, you know, you can stash him on your bench for at least a year.
Fourth or fifth round is ridiculous.
It is. Because, I mean, that, you know, I mean, in a startup, that's RB2, you know, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I people's got him a lot higher than what I do.
All right. So what I'm looking at right now is he signed like a 6-year contract. And, but the thing about it is that the Dallas Cowboys actually have an out in 2023.
Okay. So that's what people's looking at.
Yeah, they would take an $11 million dead cap hit, which sucks. But on top of that, though, I think it would sure them up to do something else with other positions. Otherwise, he's there until 2027 when he's an unrestricted free agent. And I don't think Zeke's body lasts that long, I'll be honest with you.
No, not the style of running back he is.
So then we had Rashad Bateman at 8-1, Michael Thomas at 8-2, and Derek Carr at 8-3. Marcus, what's your opinion on Michael Thomas, man?
I don't know. I think it's got a lot to do, you know, with what they do with the quarterback position. I think, you know, honestly, I can't remember where he went the other day in our draft. But, I mean, you know, with going back at that 8th, 9th, 10th round, I think it's a steal because he's definitely – you know, if he returns to what he done a couple years ago, I mean, he's top 10 receiver, no doubt.
That's not a thing, though. Does he return to that?
I think he can. I mean, he had a year off. It wasn't the injury that he dealt with. I think it was more him sitting out because he was trying to prove a point and he wanted to be traded. I don't think the injury was as bad as, you know, maybe what was made out to be.
Yeah. Man, so here, if I look at tight ends, the guy that I'm targeting is still there, and he's a couple of spots back. So, I mean, I'm okay waiting on it. I got one flex and one running back still to fill. If I go flex, I'm probably going to go wide receiver with Chase Claypool. Don't hate it. He's still young. I think that Pittsburgh goes out and gets them a quarterback that's going to be pretty decent. when I look at running back, man, we got like two starters left on this list.
Yeah.
And that's it. You got James Conner, who I think does get a starting gig. I'll be honest with you. I think Arizona retains him. And so, yeah, I'm going James Conner as my RB2. And after that went Mike Williams, Hunter Renfrow, and then Marcus is back on the board. So far, Marcus, let me give the listeners a recap. You got Joe Burrow and Mac Jones as your quarterbacks. You got Joe Mixon and J.K. Dobbins as your running back, which I really like. Wide receivers, you got A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Darnell Mooney.
And I think just before it gets any deeper, I'm going to go tight end here. Fant's the number one, but I think I'm going to go with Dawson Knox.
Nice.
Just because I'm playing with Josh Allen, I think I think he's going to have another pretty decent year.
All right, so with Dawson Knox, Marcus, have you heard the rumors that the Bills are interested in Rob Gronkowski?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, so if Rob Gronkowski does sign with him, how do you think it affects Dawson Knox's value?
Well, unless they add another receiver too, I feel like they could go with that too. And they run that a lot this year. They just didn't throw to both tight ends. But, with the style of offense they run and Josh Allen, the way he likes to run the ball, a lot of times there's two tight ends on the field anyway. So I don't feel like it would completely put Dawson Knox out of the picture.
Yeah.
I would love to see another offense like you had with Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. To me, yeah, that was probably one of the funnest style of offense, just the way that they played. Neither one of those guys was fast. But they was always, over the middle, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to duplicate. After your Dawson Knox picks, Kadarius Toney went, which I think is a surprise. Chase Claypool went after that. Ryan Tannehill, Dalton Schultz, who I had my eye on, so that sucks. then James Robinson, Devin Singletary, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyler Lockett, Mike Gesicki, and Noah Fant.
Let's see. I'm working on flexes now. I've got both my running backs, three receivers, tight end. I don't know. With who's here, you've got some backup running backs. Not crazy about any of it. Definitely don't want Robson. He's a free agent, correct?
I don't think so. I think he's staying.
Is he okay? He's still there.
You said Robinson, right?
Yeah. I guess a guy that maybe I'm a little higher on than most, according to what they do. I feel like at the end of the year, Penny showed some promise. So I'm going to go Rashad Penny.
Nice. After that went Kareem Hunt and Allen Robinson. So, man, for me, I got a flex in the tight end, the field. Tight end, crap.
You know you want to go Irv Smith right here.
Honestly, I don't mind Irv Smith. I've got him as a comeback player.
I think he'll do well this year.
Gosh. I'm going to wait. All right, so to fill my flex, I can go running back and get a Ramondre Stevenson, Chase Edmonds. I know you said Robinson a while ago, right, as a free agent?
I can't remember.
Yeah, Chase Edmonds. I know he's a free agent, could get re-signed somewhere, but I don't know if he's a starter or not. Honestly, right here, Marcus, I'm going Melvin Gordon. The reason I'm going Gordon is I think he gets a 1-year deal, maybe a 2-year deal somewhere. If he stays in Denver, I think it hurts Javonte Williams' value, but I also think that Gordon is good enough to get him a good flex play, which is what I need right now. After that went Gabriel Davis, Ramondre Stevenson, Cole Kmet, Rondale Moore, Chase Edmonds, and Brandon Cooks. So now I got to look at tight end, and tight ends available that I would have my eye on would be Hunter Henry or Irv Smith. Outside of that, I'm not really too interested in any of them. I think I got to go Hunter Henry. I think what he showed last year was chemistry with Matt Jones. I got Jonnu Smith in a couple of leagues, which I don't know why the crap the Patriots won't use him, you know, like Tennessee did. But I think Hunter Henry's a touchdown machine, and I don't see a lot of regression going there because somebody's got to catch touchdowns. After that went Chuba Hubbard and Daniel Jones. So Marcus is on the clock, filling his last click spot.
And it's there's a lot of guys here dealing with injuries. You got Beckham, Woods, Gallup, according to what they do with Cooper. But I'm going to jump back up, and I think I'm going to in a real league, I would probably regret, but I think I'm going to go Sutton here with hoping that Russell Wilson sparks something in that.
Yeah, I don't think Sutton should have lasted that long, I'll be honest with you.
Probably not.
I almost grabbed him over Melvin Gordon. I was really close to it, but I needed a third running back on my team.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Marcus, I like your team a lot better than I do mine.
I think the running backs hurt you. The way they fell right there at the end, they kind of rushed off pretty quick.
They did. That's why I don't do zero running back in a dynasty startup. So hopefully with this, I'll be able to gain a first-round pick somewhere and be able to pick somebody up.
It's kind of like you said right there, though. You would have definitely traded back at that one point or tried your best to.
So right now, I'll give everybody a recap of our teams. My team looks like Lamar Jackson and Trey Lance as my quarterbacks. Miles Sanders, James Conner as my two starting running backs. My wide receiver core is T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Devontae Smith, Michael Pittman, and Melvin Gordon in my flex. And then my tight end is Hunter Henry. And then Marcus, you want to give a rundown of your team?
Yeah, let me get it. My phone just blacked out on me.
Oh, man, I got you, bro.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Let's see. Got Joe Burrow, Mac Jones at quarterback, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Darnell Mooney, and Courtland Sutton. Receivers and running backs got Joe Mixon, J.K. Dobbins, Rashad Penny, and then Dawson Knox is my tight end.
I wish I would have.
Little Ole Miss favoritism in there.
Hey, you know, I almost pulled the trigger on Dalton Schultz before you chose Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
I think Dak Prescott does a good job there with his tight end.
Yeah,
that's our mock draft. We'll post the results on our social media page, post it in a couple of our league chats that we have. It's kind of active and see who they think has the best draft here. We plan on doing a couple of these in the off season as well. I know we've had interest from a couple of people saying that they wanted to jump in and tackle a mock draft with us, which we're all for. And so the more active that we can be, the better. This also helps us if we ever want to start do another dynasty startup, which I think I've almost reached my limit of dynasty startups. I can't see myself in many more dynasty leagues, I'll be honest with you, Marcus.
I think I'm in I think I've got five dynasties and then one redraft right now. And that, I like to keep it around five or six. I know some people do way more than that, but it's tough. You get into several. I know my wife during football season, she says that's all I do on Sundays in between church is stay on my phone. So if I was to do any more, I may get a divorce.
I got six dynasty leagues, two redrafts. And so I'm pretty good with that number right now.
Yeah.
That's going to be it for today's episode, guys. Marcus, you got anything else you want to say before we sign off?
No, not really.
Awesome. Well, we'll jump back on. I think in 2 weeks, we're going to give another week break in between these just because we don't want to bombard you guys with meaningless episodes or anything. We don't run out of content either. We're getting close to the NFL draft, though. So what we'll be doing is doing some rookie recaps here pretty soon, talking about who some of our favorite rookie players are and where we hope to see them drafted at. And then we'll just kind of go from there, man. So I want to take this time and just thank our listeners. Man, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for sticking with us. We're looking forward to producing these episodes, trying to get out some good quality content. If you like the mock draft, let us know. If you thought it was boring, let us know. Either way, we're still going to be here. Keep doing what we're doing. But man, outside of that, we'll see you guys again in 2 weeks. Y'all have a good one.